Welcome to the latest issue of Accessibility Tidbits. This week, we're all about accessibility in action. From Mamouni finding freedom through travel to Gaza amputees building their own prosthetics, and Miami University's viral foot button elevators, innovation meets resilience. Discover how dressability is turning adaptive fashion into confidence. Dive into Yat and MG books with authentic disability representation, and see how of telling is making fairy tales accessible for all. Plus, neurodivergent wardrobe hacks, direct-to-ear audio for better hearing, and one alum's disability-informed approach to medicine proof that inclusive design changes everything. Also in this issue, my daughter and her wheelchair taught me lessons in accessibility. New autism documentary A Different Kind of Forever explores adolescence, disability, and lifelong caregiving. How to Parent with a Disability podcast. Embracing disability identity is empowering for me. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. Purple Pounds, Designing for the Deaf and Disabled. Disability urban strategist Manpreet Arnold speaks about the growing role of technology in improving accessibility and her vision for a deaf city hub in London. Lorna Safaris, Kenya, come as you are. Lorna Safaris creates inclusive travel experiences that allow every family member to explore, connect, and belong. For many families that include persons with disabilities, seniors, or slow pacers, travel is often limited by inaccessible attractions and facilities, sometimes forcing loved ones to be left behind. But this company has removed those barriers. Through thoughtfully designed accessible safaris, they ensure comfort, dignity, and full participation for all guests. Their ramp-fitted vehicles, carefully selected, adapted accommodations, and well-trained, compassionate team make it possible for everyone to enjoy Kenya's beauty without feeling restricted or excluded. At Lorna Safaris, no child, senior, or family member is left behind, because travel should be shared. Direct-to-ear audio streaming can improve accessibility and well-being. This insightful piece explores how direct-to-ear audio streaming technologies, including TV streamers and emerging tools like AuraCast, are transforming participation for people with hearing loss. By reducing listening fatigue, improving memory and focus, and cutting through poor acoustics in online meetings and public venues, these innovations help users stay engaged at work, in theaters, and in everyday life. The message is clear. True accessibility means designing sound environments that meet people where they are digitally and physically, so no one has to work harder just to be heard. Disability gives Alum, residency director, special connection to patients and her field. Born without bones in her left hand and having undergone dozens of surgeries as a child, Hyuk transformed personal challenge into purpose. Now a rehabilitation specialist and medical educator, she draws on lived experience to connect deeply with patients navigating amputation and recovery. A former Division I athlete and Olympic torchbearer, she champions teamwork, empathy, and perseverance, reminding future doctors and patients alike that obstacles don't define potential. Her journey highlights how representation in medicine can turn empathy into action and inspiration into lasting impact. Enjoy wheelchair-friendly trails with stunning views at Juno Dunes Natural Area in the Palm Beaches. Juno Dunes Natural Area in Juno Beach provides wheelchair-friendly access to both inland wetlands and coastal dune environments through designated accessible trails on either side of US 1. These routes offer opportunities to experience different Florida ecosystems using paved paths and boardwalks designed to support mobility devices. On the west side of US 1, the Sawgrass Trail begins as a paved path that slopes gently downhill through oak and palmetto trees before transitioning to a boardwalk. The trail leads to a covered observation platform overlooking wetlands. On the east side, The sea grape trail travels through shaded coastal vegetation and ends at an elevated observation platform on the dunes, with views across the coastline and surrounding natural area. The accessible sections of both trails are smooth and well maintained, allowing wheelchair users to move at a comfortable, self-directed pace. Mamuni on freedom, accessibility, and finding home through travel. Accessible travel isn't just ramps and railings, it's dignity, identity, and the freedom to exist without apology. In this powerful reflection, artist Mamuni shares how journeys from Iran to Brazil reshaped her understanding of accessibility as a cultural mindset, not merely physical infrastructure. From sailing adapted boats in Rio to performing across inclusive artistic communities, her story highlights the stark contrast between exclusion and belonging and why travel can be a radical act of self-expression for women and people with disabilities. It's a moving reminder that the world doesn't grant freedom, it must be built, protected, and claimed. Accessibility in a neurodivergent wardrobe. For many neurodivergent people, clothing can cause real discomfort, not confidence. This piece calls out mainstream fashion for ignoring sensory needs like scratchy tags, stiff seams, and harsh fabrics, while smaller brands quietly lead with tag-free and seam-soft designs. The takeaway is simple: accessible clothing shouldn't be a niche extra, it should be the everyday standard so everyone can dress comfortably and participate fully in daily life. A museum designed to welcome every visitor. The MSU Museum on the campus of Michigan State University is one of the oldest museums in the state and provides spaces and experiences that are welcoming and inclusive for all visitors. Find accessible parking directly in front of the museum and wheelchair accessible power assist doors. Upon entering, visitors can request additional assistance such as tactile and braille maps, audio equipment, sensory kits, and a wheelchair to borrow for in-building use. All floors open to the public are available by elevator. Service animals are welcome. Ofteling introduces new measures to enhance accessibility for all visitors. Ofteling, the Dutch theme park, is rolling out app-based subtitle sync to on-site narration, helping deaf and hard of hearing visitors follow stories across the park in multiple languages, with audio description for visually impaired guests set to follow later this year. Developed alongside accessibility organizations and people with lived experience, the initiative turns storytelling into a truly shared experience, proving that magic works best when everyone can access it. 14 YA and MG books and graphic novels with disability representation. Tween and teen heroes of all abilities take the spotlight. From time loops to dust storms to viral fame, these YA and middle grade novels put protagonists with diverse abilities front and center, blending real-life challenges with fantastical adventures. Perfect for Disability Pride Month in July or any time of year, these stories celebrate resilience, creativity, and representation in ways readers won't forget. Fun for every way you wander. Ann Arbor is proud to be destination verified for accessible travel by Will the World, giving you trusted information on where to stay, dine, and explore. That means whether you're craving a cozy cafe, inspired by vibrant arts, or exploring our charming neighborhoods, we've got the resources to help plan a trip tailored just for you. Accessible, welcoming, and always full of surprises, Ann Arbor has your wonder covered. Dressability helps people with disabilities reclaim confidence through clothing that reflects them. Dressability Sydney, Australia, is redefining personal style for people with disabilities and older adults, turning shopping trips into moments of joy, dignity, and rediscovery. Stylist Amanda Fox blends adaptive thinking with a fashion-first mindset, helping clients navigate sensory overload, mobility challenges, and self-doubt to find clothes that truly reflect who they are. From tailored vintage finds to elastic-enhanced sandals and bold prosthetics styled with pride, Dressability proves that great style isn't about trends, it's about access, identity, and the simple power of feeling like yourself again. Popular influencers TikTok video spotlights Miami University's accessible foot button elevators. A TikTok by influencers Squirmy and Grubbs highlighted Shriver Center's elevators with exterior and wheelchair-friendly interior buttons, a project led by Dan Darkow. The initiative shows how thoughtful design can make campus spaces usable for everyone, part of Miami's broader push for universal accessibility. Amputees from Israel's Gaza War use homemade prosthetics to re-enter life. With hospitals destroyed and medical supplies blocked, Palestinians who have lost limbs are making homemade prosthetics from sewage pipes, string, and nails. Children like 9-year-old Rateb Abu Kalik can play again, and adults like Ibrahim Abdel Nabi regain mobility to support their families. Amid devastating losses, over 69,000 killed and 170,000 wounded since October 2023, these improvised devices are a testament to resilience and ingenuity in the face of overwhelming hardship. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations? Arizona, the Grand Canyon State. Lansing, Michigan. Penticton, B.C. Friuli Venezia Giulia. Visit Lauderdale. The Palm Beaches. More travel deals, check out Accessible Geo. Want to know before you go? Check out AbleEyes.